What do you say to the conventional doctors, dietitians, and college professors who say that all these supplements are just a waste of time and money and they have no effect whatsoever?
A lot of them are, but the problem is a lot of, I mean, doctors really aren't looking at the total exercise program for someone. If they are, it's a very, very basic, you know, they're giving instructions on, you know, follow, you know, reduce your calorie intake or reduce your fats. And most people that go to see them with health problems have, you know, they're already probably have a pretty horrible diet to begin with. So it's easy to make those kinds of recommendations. But when you're looking at supplementation for a specific, you know, training goal or a body goal, it requires more fine-tuning than what a lot of doctors can really dole out. Now, as far as, you know, lumping supplements all together and saying that they don't work, that's, I mean, there's enough scientific proof out there to show that, you know, certain supplements do have a very specific benefit and can really be helpful. But what happens is a lot of the doctors aren't really privy to a lot of that information. They don't really have to stay up on that. So they're not, it's not like they're giving the best advice. Now, they're, you know, supplements have just gotten a very, very bad rap in the industry because of the overhyped ads that have gone out there. And you know, people are only stupid for a limited period of time generally. You know, word gets around when, I mean, if you open up a muscle magazine from, you know, like just maybe even just go back like 2 years, and you'll see in that ad or in that magazine, you'll see several ads for different products that claim to be, this is the next generation of being able to build muscle. This is the supplement that we've all been looking for, and we've finally discovered what it is. And if you go and open up a magazine today, you probably won't see that specific product anymore, because people went out there, they bought it like crazy, the supplement companies made their money on it, and people realized, you know what, I haven't gotten a single thing out of this, it isn't worth it. And word gets around pretty fast, so those products end up having a slow demise, or some other miracle supplement is sprinkled in there, and it's now touted as, wait a minute, we had it wrong before, now it's really, really good. So it's very easy to get down on supplements in general due to the error that goes as part of the trial and error when supplementing, you know, and testing out different things. And so it's not hard to understand how that happens. It's just that really it's a matter of, you know, one bad apple spoiling the whole bunch, or in this case, several bad apples and trying to find the few good apples in the bunch.
That's great. That's great advice, Jeff. And people out there that are listening will take that, and because they're asked about this all the time. You know, there's a great skepticism and cynicism about supplements and even about training. I mean, how many people in the gym actually train with intensity and show up and do the work and